I'm Madison Wardeau, and this past JATE term, I traveled to Asia. I did the Pac Rim trip. So we went to Hong Kong, Vietnam, and Taiwan. And one of the reasons I've never been to Asia before was because of the long flight, and I personally didn't think I'd be able to handle it because I love just doing something all the time, so I didn't know how I could sit down for so long. And we were at JFK, and right before boarding the flight to Hong Kong and then Vietnam, we found out that our plane had to unexpectedly stop in Japan to refuel and then keep going because something was wrong with the plane. So that seemed fine. I didn't think it would take that long, but then once we did, it was about 12-ish hours into the flight, and then we sat in Japan for about 4 to 6 hours, and we weren't allowed to get off of the plane. So you're already sitting there for so long, and then without being able to get off the plane, we're like, what do we do? And then the plane ran out of food. The flight attendants were just giving us water because there was basically nothing left, and like all the snacks were gone because of sitting there for so long. And then we went to Hong Kong after that. So total, it was about 20 hours of flying. And then because of that, we missed our flight to Vietnam. So we sat in the Hong Kong airport for 11 hours. And on top of that, there was like one of my biggest fears of going to Asia was just because of that long flight. But it ended up not being bad at all. And I think it was just because of being so excited for the experience that I knew we just had to get through this day. And it wasn't Asia that was the issue. This could happen no matter where you're going. I've had to sit in the airport for about 10 hours just trying to get to New York because of delays. So you just kind of have to understand that that's a part of the process. So it made me honestly just look at the whole traveling journey in a different direction and realize that you kind of have to overcome certain obstacles and boundaries to kind of get to where you want to go. And because of that, I enjoyed my experience so much more because I was so open to doing certain things that I didn't really know that I would be, especially you wanted to make the most out of your trip after such a long, long travel day.
Yeah. Wait, when it first happened, were you like, and like after you eventually got to where you were going, were you like annoyed that you lost time, or like you kind of just by that time accepted?
I just accepted it. At first, kind of annoyed because we were supposed to have a free day in Vietnam, but that was spent traveling and just sitting in the airport in Hong Kong. But it ended up being fine looking at the big picture. I kind of always try to think everything happens for a reason and just gave us a chance to kind of, because of going on a J-term trip, you're just with about like 30 Elon students. So it kind of gave us a chance to just all sit in the airport together and like be forced to talk to each other and get to know each other better. And then once we got to Vietnam, I was even more excited because I was like, I spent all day traveling and trying to get to this place that like it was a lot more worth it. And then it also honestly allowed me to get adjusted to the time change a little bit faster, which is such like a big like 13-hour difference. I was like, I'm not going to be able like to do this, but I'm just kind of relaxing and just kind of taking it hour by hour. It just
and
kind
you
of
think
went
that
back
you were a lot more like go with the flow now,
yeah,
from that
even now, because I'm just like whatever happens. And I previously traveled last J-term to Greece, Spain, and Morocco, and coming home from Greece, it was our last flight, and we were in Athens, and our flight just gets canceled randomly, and we didn't know, and this was after sleeping for, like, 2 hours, and being at the airport at 3 a.m., and it got canceled, and then we ended up getting on one at 2 p.m. instead, and they told us it was because our flight attendant had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
So the pilot had a heart attack, so we couldn't fly. And I was like, well, I'm glad that they didn't let us on the plane. So it just kind of makes you look at the big picture and be like, this can happen literally anywhere in the world.
Definitely. Something you can't plan for.
Exactly. Did that ever happen with you guys in your travel, like, with your traveling?
Luckily, I had a long flight to Australia. Mine was never delayed, which is, like, I'm That's more delayed nice. Going from North Carolina to New York.
Right?
Or,
that's what I was like.
I lucked honestly out like that. Lucked out with all the trips that I went, like all my weekend trips. We really did not have any issues, which is actually surprising.
Yeah.
Think about it.
For sure.
But, yeah, and I traveled a lot. Like, we took at least 3 plane rides.
I went to like 10-ish places.
It makes you kind of just appreciate it all so much more.
Definitely other things that just like don't go as planned, and you're just like, well.
And it makes you even like want to travel back even more, even through all of that.
I lost my passport in Dublin.
Oh,
like,
no.
I misplaced it, and so like that was definitely an issue because like, we lost a few hours
searching for it, but it still worked out.
But in the end, it was happier when we got it than we had
when we found out. Happy ever after. Yeah.